Today we have in our studio Mrs. France Bonsin, re-elected Member of Parliament for the Compton-Stansted riding. This will be your third mandate in Ottawa. Congratulations, Mrs. Bonsin, for your re-election.
Thank you.
This past October 10, we held in our studio at CGMQ a radio debate which, unfortunately, you couldn't attend because of your agenda conflict. To start this interview, will you mind if I ask you the same question that, as I did to the other candidate?
No, it's okay. You can ask.
Fine. Okay, great. My first question will be, what are the economic issues in Compton-Stansted riding that will be targeted by you and the Bloc Québécois, and how will you concretely act towards improving these issues?
Well, first of all, in Compton-Stansted, the biggest issue I do have in my riding is agriculture. So we do have to protect at all cost, supplement, how do you say that in English? It's la gestion de l'offre, it's supply management.
Right.
So for our basket, for a food basket, we have to protect the supply management, because that helps the agriculture for a certain degree of income. And if that goes away, a lot of our small agriculture farm will disappear. So we have to protect our sovereignty in food. That is one of those things. And the other one is having the cost of oil and going up and down. There's a lot of people that work in like WTG, that work on oil product. I hope that with the price of gas going down, that will help them to make more money so those companies can stay open.
I see. High-tech being the counterpart to loss of job and closing on manufacturing plant due to low-cost imported goods, what can you do in the Bloc Québécois to help implementing high-tech manufacturing in the riding?
First of all, having high-tech manufacturing in the riding, we need some scholarship. We need people that will go to school to improve their work skills, but that takes money. And scholar in school and things like that is a provincial jurisdiction. The Liberal cut about $800 million a year transfer from Ottawa to Quebec for a scholarship and things like that. I think our role will be that money come back here. So a lot of people that lost their jobs, a lot of them are not over, like gone. They want to relearn. They want to do something else, but that takes money too, because they have mortgages and things like that. So we have to have the money for them to have a second chance in life and a second chance for a scholarship.
Now we'll go to environment. The environment constitutes an important part of the local economy. How do you and the Bloc Québécois to protect the environment as well as the farming, commercial, and industrial economy?
Because, you know, signing the Kyoto Accord, Kyoto and the Développement Durable.
That's right.
Okay, that goes together. The farming here in Quebec has the highest environmental protection of all Canada. You can see that with all the farming and all the little things that they put around the beef. There's a lot of things I know in French. I can't say it in English, anyways.
Just go ahead and say
okay.
It in French.
So
Feel free. Those
electronic things around the ears, they can tell you when he was born to where he dies. But after that, it just disappears. We want them to continue until it comes home in your basket, in your oven, and things like that. So I think farming is already ahead of Canada being environmentally friendly. And Kyoto, with the, I think, with La Bourse du Carbone, if we can have that in Montreal, this will be the most important economic progress we can have in this decade in Quebec for Kyoto and things like that. Because Kyoto and Développement Durable, they go together. Because we have electricity, we don't have any gas, so we're already clean. If we can buy those gas emission bursary, mm-hmm. Okay, this will help our economy.
I see. Okay, in the past 10 years, as you know, more and more young and less younger citizens of Compton-Stansted riding are moving out of the riding to seek better opportunity in larger cities such as Montreal, Toronto, or even Western Canada. Could you provide our listener what with what the Bloc Québécois is planning to fix the issue?
Well, on the Quebec side, you can have a income tax refund for $8,000 if young people go back into the region. My colleague, Robert Bouchard, from Chicoutimi-Lafayette, the Bloc Québécois, had the same private member's bill for $8,000 credit, refundable credit. So he can have that too. So that young person with a diploma that goes back to, into his own region will have at least $16,000 of income tax refund. That would help him to either buy a house or start a business, something like that. But knowing that we went into election, that private member's bill fell, but one of the promises we did, he said, the minute we go back into the House of Commons, that is another private member's bill. He will do it again because it was in the Senate. So we were working hard on it, and we were succeeded for that. That would help young people to go back into their region. But we're going to fight and put it back and fight again.
Let's see. Now, how does the cultural identity of Quebec as a nation fit in the context of the Eastern Township? Moreover, how do you personally see the Quebec and the Canadian culture reflect in the Eastern Township?
The culture. The culture is very important for the Francophone in Quebec. Because if you see the map, we represent 2% of people Francophone in the North American Anglophone. We are fighting for our survival. We are fighting to not to disappear because there's a lot of culture, at least two cultures a year are disappearing. I went to Africa and there's a lot of African people, they can't even speak their own native tongue. So they are trying to return to their beginning, but there's so many things that are lost. So I think here in Quebec are made of Anglophones and Francophones. Anglophone learned French, Francophone learned English. Knowing one language doesn't have to be limited to just one. So I think Anglophones are part of Quebec, they're part of our culture. But being a Francophone in this world, it's very, very, it's very hard to keep it up because there's a lot of people, the French, that are leaving Quebec. They're like losing their culture. So for us, having one place, it's our own survival. So for us, the Francophone culture is very, very important.
See. Now that this October 14 federal election has seen it in Quebec the election of 50 Bloc Québécois candidates, which will be part of the new parliamentary session in Ottawa, along with conservative minority government, in the economic uncertainty most of the members of the G7 are dealing with, including Canada, but in a lesser economy offset. Does the Bloc Québécois support initiative the conservative government will bring up in the House of Commons to encounter negative side effect that might affect the Canadian economy?
All through the campaign, Mr. Harper says there was no problem, everything was nice. I think he was looking through pink glasses. The Banque de Montréal saying we are going through economic turmoil. What we have to do, and what I'm not an economist, a professional, but I think Kyoto and Développement Durable go together. I think in Canada, it's not only the oil sands and oil that are working. I think we have a lot of people who have a lot of initiative on green earth, and I think we should go toward that, toward the windmills and solar panels and things like that. This is the future. So we need investment, research and development, R&D, in Quebec and in Canada to prove that there's something else than just oil and gas.
Regardless of the two official language in Canada, many Francophone community outside Quebec has to struggle to safeguard its culture and heritage. The same apply for Anglophone community in Quebec and in particular in a township. What the Bloc Québécois can do to help Anglophone community in a township to ensure its culture and heritage will be safeguard for future generations?
Like I said earlier, English people in the Eastern Township are part of our culture. I don't know if you remember, but one of the Champlain College University had the biggest money from the Parti Québécois government about 10 years ago. They invested in a school so that your English people will have the chance to have a good scholarship, because we did not want people to go only to McGill or Montreal. They wanted them to stay here. And Champlain College has the most beautiful architectural design in Eastern Township. So I think it's very important for Anglophone to think and to really believe that we're not against them or whatever. It's just part of our culture. But in Quebec, we work in French. Like in Ontario, you work in English. Like in Alberta, you work in English. If you go to France, you work in France. It always come back to our culture, our survival. But I don't think many English people are that how you say menacing there.
Feel a threat.
Feel like they're a menace or something like
Right.
that. I think that young people, being bilingual, for them it's an atout.
That's right.
It's better. It gives them an opportunity to work elsewhere because they're bilingual. And I see people from the north of Ontario that they have been there for three generations, but the third generation are Francophone. They don't have school in French, don't have hospital or whatever. So they are being assimilated is a big word, but they're losing their French and they're losing the culture. They can't even pronounce their name in French. So I think outside Quebec, there's a lot of them that are being put aside. That's why being more the merrier, that you might say that. So maybe that's why in Quebec, seeing that we're more than 1 or 2 or 3 thousand people, that what helps us to keep us alive.
See, if I rephrase it, you feel that do you feel that Anglophone in a township has are as much Quebecois than Francophone?
Yes, they are. They are part of Quebec. They were here at the same time we were. They came in. I remember when we did the. I was an alderman in Ascot, and 200 years ago, it started from England, and after that, the French people came in. They always worked together. They always lived together. This is Quebec. What is it is made of? It's not white, Catholic, and unilingual anymore. It's interculturalism. Is white, black, and things like that. Francophone, Anglophone, allophone. This is what Quebec is made of.
I see. So when your leader, Mr. Gilles Duceppe, in Ottawa, speak for Quebec, he speaks for Francophone, Anglophone, and allophone.
Exactly. When we talk about la nation québécoise, everybody's in it. Whatever you're German, Jamaican, Anglophone, Francophone, French, Swiss, African, or whatever, you are a Neo-Québécois, and this is who you are, this is where you wish to stay, and this is what we want to fight and preserve.
I see. Well, this has been Mrs. Bonsin, a very interesting interview, and I would like to thank you for your coming to our studio only 3 days after being re-elected in this federal election. This is your host, JR, for CGMQ.